Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Give the worship team a big hand clap. Give your neighbor a clap for coming and worshiping. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Every now and again, as LAT, we get ways to chase people out of the church. Amen. One of the ways, the idea that God gave us to chase more people away is by, we shall be reciting this creed every Sunday. Amen. So that people can say, these guys have now become religious. Amen. Then they will leave. Hallelujah. So we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. We are Last Adam Tabernacle. We are his temple of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. We love God with everything in us, and we also love one another as he has loved us. We are joyful givers. There is no financial depression in our lives. We are led by the Spirit of God. By him we prophesy, see visions, and dream dreams. We draw salvation to the ends of the earth, and we look forward to our soon coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes. The Nicene Creed. Glory be to God. Do you guys know Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship? You've heard about it? Okay. Now, it is sad. The people who are running or who are known for that fellowship in Uganda. Okay? It is some guys born Pentecostals, who should be the one running that thing. You understand? In charge of that fellowship in Uganda. The people, and I've attended it somewhere, the people who are in charge of it now, you see, why am I saying that? They are religious guys, the guys who don't really understand the origin of that fellowship. They know the history, but they don't have the spirit of it. You understand? That fellowship was done by very serious Pentecostal guys in America during a very great revival there. Okay? Now, the guys who have it in Uganda, So, this is the same thing with this creed. This creed belongs to the real Christians. Us. Huh? It belongs to the real Christians, us. But somehow, the real Christians, us, now are like, man, that thing is what? But it was ours to begin with. You understand? It was begun by our fathers, the forefather, of the church. Then somehow, of course, religion crept in, and so it became religionalized. You understand? Amen? Now, Pentecostals who believe this, they believe in God the Father, they believe in the Son, they believe in the Holy Spirit, they believe there's a judgment day, they believe this thing, don't mind. They're like, that is a religious thing. Amen? But it is time to take back some of these things. Amen? They recite it when they're not born again. They're not. They don't believe in what they're saying. In their heads, yes, but in their hearts, no. Okay? Now for us who believe it, we should bring it back to where it belongs, to us. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? God is good. Hallelujah. Amen? Last week, Sam, it's okay, took us through what we believe as LAT, our DNA. Okay? What we do what? What we believe. Okay? The previous Sunday, we went through Joseph took us through what we believe as the body of Christ worldwide. Okay? This, and we especially focused on the contents of the Nicene Creed. Glory be to God. What we believe, what our faith is. Glory be to God. Now, you cannot talk about what we believe or what our faith is without talking about the man Abraham. Glory be to God. Amen? The man Abraham, he is called the father of believers. The father of those who believe, the father of faith. Glory be to God. Amen? And today, what God wants us to get from Abraham is he wants us to remember that God is faithful. Hallelujah. Abraham believed in a faithful God. Glory be to God. And now God also wants us to remember that he's faithful. Okay? You cannot have faith in God unless you're persuaded that he's faithful. Amen? Otherwise, it will all just be mental assent. For anything God tells you, anything God tells you through a prophet, through a dream, as you're reading the Bible, through circumstances, and you know this is God speaking to me, you cannot have faith in that if you don't know that God is faithful. You understand? Amen? Now, Abraham demonstrated that. Abraham was not always a believer. Okay? In Joshua chapter 24, I think, verse 2, it says that those guys were idol worshippers. Amen? His family, they were idol worshippers. Glory be to God. And I read that it was especially the moon god, and they had a symbol for that moon god, the crescent. You seen the crescent, some religions, you understand? Some what? Religions, the moon, half all those things. They are not worshipping God. They're worshipping the moon god. For your own information, Hallelujah. That's why you need to preach to them. When they tell you about God, they are not referring to our God, the God of Abraham. They're referring to the moon god. Some knowingly, but most, I guess, unknowingly. Hallelujah. Amen? So anyway, something happened to Abraham, and he got to discover, to know the one true God. Amen? And God began to speak to him things to do, and Abraham believed God. Amen. He believes God. Somebody got to know that God is faithful. Hallelujah. Amen. So what God wants us to take away from today is that, and you have heard it over, I don't know how many sermons I have preached on this topic, eh? That God is faithful. Hallelujah. And I don't know why this topic, this word, has come back so soon. God is faithful. I'm sure he wants to encourage some people. God is faithful. Glory be to God. You understand? If you're like, but these things of Abraham 4,000 years ago, you come to me, I will tell you that God is faithful. I'm telling the truth. Okay? If Abraham is a distant thing, just get some free time and call me when you think I have free time. Hallelujah. Because it's unfair. For you have free time, for me I don't, then you understand. Okay? Ask the faithful God when I have free time. Then we meet, and I tell you how faithful God is. Glory be to God. God is faithful, you guys. Amen? Like I always say, most of you, especially chicks, girls, ladies, you know him as loving, you know, warm embrace. I don't think they're all true. But for me, I don't know him much that way. Glory be to God. You know, I know him. God is love, and he embraces people, and they feel his warm embrace. You know, it's true. But for me, I know, but not so much about what that dimension. Okay? The number one way I know him as is the faithful God. Glory be to God. And that's how Abraham knew him, and that's what God wants you to know him and to believe everything that he will speak to you and everything that he has told you or promised you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, concerning our relationship with Abraham, open Galatians 3. Galatians 3, verse 7. Verse 7 says, therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Those who are of what? Of faith. Now, which faith? Verse 29. Verse 29 of the same chapter, it says, and if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Okay? So this means that if you are Christ, you believed in Christ, okay, you accepted Jesus, then you are Abraham's seed, okay? You are a son of Abraham. Do you understand? How you became a son of Abraham is by faith, demonstrating the same faith that Abraham demonstrated. Glory be to God. And that faith that you demonstrated is in Christ, like you all know, it has to do with eternal life. Hallelujah. It has to do with what? Eternal life. You're going to heaven. Amen. And if you go to heaven, you'll one day come back to the earth. You know that. You'll come back here. You know, forever here. Okay? Of course, ultimately, there will be a new earth. But even before the new earth, you'll come back here in this old earth. Glory be to God. And in that old earth, when we come back, I was telling him yesterday that the premiership will still be on. When Jesus comes back, think they're going to be what? The premiership will still be on. I hope things like Formula One, tennis, Jesus what? Abolishes them. Glory be to God. Many things are nonsense. Hallelujah. Some people, someone at my in my house just this, you know, gets on screen and formula, cars running after each other. No plot, eh? No plot, like, you know, zero. Formula One. Amen? But Jesus is going to come back, and I told him that red cards will still be there. The game will definitely get better, you know, because people, you know, righteousness will reign, you know, will increase and increase. So people will play better way, you understand? However, red cards will still be there. For those who don't play with righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen. However, games like boxing, I don't see them there. I will say it, I've said it again. You cannot convince me that boxing is of God. I'm telling you, you can't. You can convince Katumba Wamala. Whether you bring the greatest preacher in the world, you put them on TV, then you bring some boxer who is saved, then they begin to talk about Jesus. I can't believe Jesus teaching someone to hammer some guy's nose. Then the guy is bleeding. Then he say, now continue. You can't. But it's against a personal. Boxing is not a wrestling. No, that's not God. Will you tell me that this guy who fought the other year, Upakawat, that guy, will you tell me he's born again? He's born again, yes, but what he's doing, I don't believe is of God. But again, these are personal, what? I'm serious. Boxing, you can't. But I know of our friends of mine who love sports who believe it's of God. But I just don't see Jesus, whatever you to harm a guy, whatever is ahead, then you continue until a knockout, the guy is bleeding, and Jesus is there, what? He adds you more talent to do that. Glory be to God. So anyway, we shall come back here. So this, the faith we have in Christ, which made us sons of Abraham, is what? Yeah, it has to do with it, eternal life. Now, even with this, again, God wants us to know that he's faithful. You know, eternal life will never be taken away from you because it's faithful. He gave it to you, and it is yours for keeps. Amen? It is yours for what? If you don't throw it out. But according to him, all is well. It is settled. You have eternal life. You're going to heaven. Okay? Amen. You might go to heaven, no rewards, like, you know, the other 90-year-old. You remember the Bob Jones thing? The 90-year-old will say, man, I didn't learn how to love. I learned only you. But just say, yes, you come into heaven, but no what? Rewards. Glory be to God. First Thessalonians. Yeah, again, to show it shows that Jesus is committed to this promise of eternal life. Okay? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. It says, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Be preserved what? Blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he says that he who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Glory be to God. He's faithful. He will preserve you until the end. Amen? And he adds that he who called you, or he who calls you, is faithful, and he will do it. Amen? Preserve you to the very end. You know, until the coming of the Lord. If you're still here by that time. Glory be to God. Amen? Man, when I just got saved, You know, then you get into these things of end times, the Antichrist. No one knows who the Antichrist is. You know those things. So, man, very powerful thoughts would hit me. I think I've told you guys once. Thoughts would hit me that, Kali, I might be here when I'm going to become the Antichrist. I'm telling you the truth. I remember these thoughts very clear in med school. Because no one knows what? Who the Antichrist is. So I may be here when, you know. Of course, at that time, I didn't learn where he might come from, his race, you know those things. Glory be to God. And I didn't know this scripture. Hallelujah. Amen? So he will preserve you to the very end. You're going to what? To heaven. Glory be to God. Now, again, we're talking about Abraham. He had faith in a faithful God. And God also wants us to believe him because he's faithful. Okay? Now, God promised Abraham three key things, which you all know. Number one, he promised him a son. Amen? He promised him what? A son. And with the promise of a son, there came another promise that he would be the father of a multitude. Okay? Father of many nations. Then he also promised him a certain piece of land with clear demarcations. Glory be to God. And now, because Abraham knew that God is faithful, Abraham believed God. And the Bible says it was credited to him as righteousness. Okay? And John 2:23 says, and Abraham was called a friend of God. Glory be to God. So he promised him a son. Then he promised him multitudes, nations. And then he also promised him a land. Glory be to God. So quickly, we're going to look at those things and also see how the Bible is very clear that God was faithful to Abraham. And because he was faithful to Abraham, the key thing you should take from this is that God is committed to being faithful to you. This is very serious. God is committed to being faithful to you. Again, I told you, if Abraham, you can't relate with him, just give me a call, and I'll tell you that God is faithful. Hallelujah. That God is what? That God is faithful. Again, when I look at most of you, 97% of you, I just don't know what you're doing here. Honestly. Again, it's angels who... I just don't know what. The way we pay our rents, machines and what, I just don't know how you guys get your money and give it to this Pastor Moses guy to continue what he's doing. I don't know how it happened. But I know all it happens because God is faithful. Hallelujah. Why am I saying that? Because 97% of you, you know, anyway, you understand what I'm going to say. You know, that's why you're laughing. Glory be to God. Amen? And the whole thing is that LAT is still existing. You know, it is God. Glory be to God. It is God. Because Brother Moses is not receiving from where, some of you end up here on Sunday. It's a miracle. But again, the faithfulness of what? Of God. Then you come and then we pay like a month, a week, we pay just rent, I think it's 1M or something. And that money is gotten from you guys. Man, God is faithful. God is what? He's faithful. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Okay, Abraham, the promise of a son and nations. These promises are repeated in different portions of the scriptures, but we're going to read them specifically from Genesis chapter 17. Genesis 17, from verse 1 to 6, this is where he promises him a son and nations. Verse 1, 17 says, now Abram was 90. You see, it is not Abraham. It is who? Abram. His name was changed later. But again, in this chapter. When Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenants between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. You see? No longer shall your name be Abraham, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. Amen? God even changed his name so that his speech can change. You know, so that Abraham can always speak to himself or about himself what God calls him. Glory be to God. Amen? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 13, it says that, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I speak, we also believe and therefore speak. Hallelujah. God wanted Abraham to do that. Since Abraham believed, 1 year before the child comes, God changes his name so that his speech can change. Hallelujah. This did happen from me. This happened 1 year before. 1 year before. Glory be to God. Now, that's what also, if you are going to see the promises of God fulfilled in your life, so that you can know that God is faithful, you have to change what you say about yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know these things, but you blame the person who has told me to say them today. But Moses, there's nothing deep about that. To remind me, let I appear. What we have never heard. There are some two young guys who came here last Thursday and the other Thursday, Sunday. They just they came to pray and looked at these guys. I have an idea, a suspicion of which church they attend. Because you could see, they don't know me. They came to talk to me last Thursday, and the whole plot was they are young, you understand? They are young. So you could see they wanted to impress me with depth, Glory be to God. So you just look at them, Then you're like, but were they seated here, as I said what I said, Like, remember we shared a dream about the three men from eastern Uganda? God creates opportunities. I received all the interpretations. And my wife is among those who didn't send her interpretation. So, Jera, What did the dream mean? You didn't get it. Okay, who got it? You got it. You're not on the mailing list. You are. Now you're lying. You may not see the faithfulness of God as far as eternal life is concerned. Amen? Hallelujah. Who got the dream and somehow you didn't get time to send your, some of you are busy to send the interpretation? Sarah, you got the dream. Mariam. Now, we need to preach evangelistic messages because people now are lying. Albert, you got the dream. Hallelujah. Denise, you got the dream. Flora, you got what was the interpretation? You're still trying. Are you on the mailing list? Glory be to God. Who got, anyway, you are so busy, but somehow you had the interpretation, you know. Just be good and volunteer. Did you get it? Oh, you are here on Thursday, so you have a scar. You must have gone to those schools, which what? Hallelujah. See, now when I start to talk about schools, now, Kabozi, God, you know. But the sharpest, the school that really produces real, like, sharp guys, great word, is SMAC. I'm telling you, I was in SMAC, and I don't remember a single scarred man. But these are schools, Budo, Namugongo, Wad, St. Lawrence, Gayaza. Gayaza didn't have scars until my wife left. Glory be to God. Amen. Now you see how you are distracting me. So, interpretation of the dream anyway. Now, when Dennis had that dream, you remember he dreamt? I and him were at the house. It was a modest house, a small house. And then three men who seemed to be coming from Eastern Uganda or from the Eastern direction came. They knocked at our door, you know, modest house. And they wanted, like, to spend the night. Okay? Then Dennis, being a bad guy, you know, was like, no. You know, then I woke up because I'd gone to take a nap. I woke up, and then me being a good guy who doesn't chase people from LHC, I said, no, calm, you know, let them come. Okay? So there was not enough beddings for them, but we welcome them in. Glory be to God. Something that he didn't write in that dream was that there was a neighboring house, a family, which was, you know, not modest. As in, they were doing well, okay? And they wanted to host these strangers, okay? And they felt bad when they had come to our modest house, okay? Now, when he wakes up, sometime after he wakes up, he also wakes up his wife to tell her the dream, okay? When the wife wakes up, she tells him that she had been dreaming, She had been dreaming when she was having a dream where I was telling her and Dennis that the interpretation of the dream we are talking about, which she doesn't remember, that her interpretation was the right one because it was lighter. As in, because for her, she had kept things simple. Okay? So, we concluded that her dream must have been an answer to his dream. You know, he dreams, wakes up the wife to tell her the dream, and the wife is dreaming about a dream they were sharing with me, and I was telling them that Christianity, Christine's interpretation is the right one because it is lighter. She keeps things simple. Okay? That meant that Christine's interpretation has to be the right one. So we had to ask her. Amen? And what she told us was what I knew that a dream means, because I'm a great dream what? Interpreter of my dreams. Your dreams, I often disappoint people, like him. He sent me a dream. Pa, 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 pa. What does it mean? I just wrote one line. I don't know. It's your dream. You sort yourself out. Hallelujah. If I knew, I would have told. But if I don't know, I don't know. You know? And so the interpretation was, you remember? Three men, mid-40s. It is when you are mid-40s, that's when you start getting some sense in your head. That sounds bad. But maybe it's true. Hallelujah. That's when you can become president. 28, you can become president, but you shall, man, you just mess up the country. Amen? So anyway, yes, so, yes, so she said that it meant that these are three men, mid-40s, basically, from the east, then he said, that must be wisdom. Wisdom coming to a modest house, which is elite. We are modest, we are small. But wisdom came in our midst. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited about that? I don't know if I say give a big hand clap or any. You'll find out what to do. Amen. Wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom for anything, I guess. Anything that you need to do. The wise men from the east, they came. And they somehow came to the small house. There was a bigger house, meaning maybe a bigger church, a bigger ministry. But they were like, no. For us, we want to stay with these small guys. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, I shared that which I've just shared on Thursday with those two young guys there. After, you give them evidence that God said Christine's dream is what? Her interpretation is the right one. The young guys come. Mm-hmm. One first came. You remember, we're here. He said, and now, did I have a dream? My interpretation. You're like, where you seated here? God already said someone has it. We have shared it. But now you're coming to. I was like, but they are young. Young guys, Bambi. And they don't know me, Anyway, so they gave some weird deep. I just looked again and said, okay. Then you are still here. Then another one comes. Amen. Then another one comes. Say, now, my interpretation, Then I was like, now this one, I'm not giving him airtime. I'm like, no, I'm not listening to your nonsense. So I told him, I hope it is in line with what? He said, I told him, no, I hope, you remember God said it? Then he's like, yeah. So you could see he's lying. He had another deep one. He wanted deep things. Glory be to God. But anyway, I have so many things. So he changed his name. Okay? So you have the same spirit of faith. According to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. So you yourself also, God wants you to speak, what is true about you, what he has told you about you. If he has told you you're the head of the church in Uganda, please call yourself that. Glory be to God. Amen. If you want trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not the head, by the way. I know that dream, Sarah Duck came and deposited it. Then a dream came on that day, 1st September, where some preachers were asking some guy, please tell us, is Pastor Moses like Sarah Duck and Balavia Kubo? Is he the head of the church? Then the guy said, but you guys, why don't you call him? You have his number. Amen. To this day, I'm waiting for the phone call. They're not coming. Hallelujah. But again, I have told you I'm not. Eh? You can't be, well, maybe you can, but I mean, who knows LAT? Who knows Pastor Moses? What can Pastor Moses do? You know, Pastor Moses has one car. He's, you know, nothing great about the car. Well, it's great, but, you know, there are greater cars, you know. Eh? As in, what? You know, eh? How many people? 70, you know. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen? But call yourself what God has called you, you know. Eh? You don't have to go in public and you throw it in people's faces. Because it's not for them. It's yours. Eh? Okay? So call yourself what God has what? Has told you you are. Eh? Hallelujah. You know these things. Eh? But God today wants you to hear them. I don't know why. Eh? For me, I'm being a humble servant. Hallelujah. Jessica, God told you you're going to be rich. Call yourself rich. You understand? Eh? You are. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever, eh? Call yourself that. Eh? Amen. This is why we recite our DNA. God told me 2nd November, you're going to build me a house that will be of great magnificence, fame, and splendor in the sight of all nations. 2nd November 2000, I was in medical school. Amen. He told me that. That's why we have it here. God told me, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Amen? That's why we research. That's why I speak it all the time. That's why when I'm remaining with 50,000, I'm like the possibility that I'm going to be broke, eh? Like hits me like 1%. You know, eh? But somehow I just sit and I wait and see. Now let me see what is going to happen. Glory be to God. Amen? When I find someone in LAT who's not doing well, like we are financially, like I said some time ago, I always wonder which paragraph of my book they haven't read. And if they have read it, then what are they not doing that is clearly in the book? Glory be to God. Honestly, you see, you guys, well, not you, but some people, you're looking for deep things, a deep mystery about prosperity. Yeah? Deep. Mwagala akatava akasama knows deep. Because for me, then, a phrase that you were, wow. Eh? You know, yet, all the major things God wants you, they're in that book. Simple English, you know, eh? The English would have been more sophisticated if we used to have scuds and smack. But, you know, we are what? We are Catholic, you know, brothers of Christian instruction. Those guys. Brothers of Christian instruction. St. Mary's College. So yeah, there's a, why I'm saying that is that there are some guys, either Namiliango guys or a technical school around there, which Subi, we used to call it Iteko. They used to call us, yeah, one of those two guys used to call us Batavani Bamalia. Yeah, you understand? Sons of Mary instead of sons of Abraham. Batavani Bamalia. Saint Mary, you know, Hallelujah. But then you call yourself what God has called you. Even as you're doing what he has told you to do. You see, if you're calling yourself what he has told you, but you're not doing it, man, you're going to be, you know, people will say God is not faithful. Yet God is what? He's faithful. So anyway, he changed their names. Okay? Then verse 6, it says, I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you. And kings shall come from who? From you, Abraham. Eh? A promise. Eh? Then verse 15, from verse 15 to 21, he also talks to Sarah. Okay? So he tells Sarah that, then God said to Abraham, you know, concerning the wife, say, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. And I'll bless her and also give you a son by her. You see? the promise of a son, then I'll bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall be from her. Okay? Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child? And Abraham said to God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. You know Ishmael, eh? The son who wasn't supposed to be. Okay? Then God said, no, Sarah, your wife, shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I'll establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to you at this set time next year. Glory be to God. Amen. The promise of a son and multitudes, with nations. Glory be to God. Talking about Ishmael, you see, if God gives you a promise, don't try to make it come to pass by your own might, by your own flesh. Amen? Something might come out of it, you know, something good, you know, when you try, you know. However, it might cause you a lot of heartache, you know, a lot of trouble in days to come. And like for Ishmael, you know, God even blessed him. You know, he blessed him. Say, I've blessed him. However, I've blessed, but my covenant is with Isaac. Okay? Like Rick Joyner says, God will bless many things that he will not inhabit. Hallelujah. That is very serious. So that means all blessed things, most blessed things, are not necessarily God. Humans began them, God wasn't then, somehow, okay, you're my child, and okay, you want it so much, okay, I'll bless it, but I've blessed it. And that is very sad, man. And like you all know, Ishmael, to this day, man, is a pain to the children of Israel. You know that thing, the Arabs and what? Yes, it's, you know, God blessed him. Because of Abraham. But I'm sure Abraham is in heaven saying, man, you know, glory be to God. This is why I tell people, if you know the will of God, please do it. However great something else looks. Hallelujah. God tells you, do a tomato business. Sell tomatoes in the market. You understand? Modest stuff. Even for you, no, for me, I'm going to sell iPhones. You know, iPhones. You know, and somehow something can happen and God blesses your iPhone. You understand? But man, so you become wealthy, iPhones, then what you build there, you know? Man, that house might become a pain. You might regret why you ever built that house. But we see money came from iPhone. You understand? You know, this thing, but you better do what God has told you to do. You understand? So Abraham blundered, God blessed it, but man, to this day, we are suffering what? Consequences. All this terrorist thing, it is just Ishmael. Hallelujah. And now this is even more scary. The greater the authority you're given, the greater the consequences of your actions. Abraham was called to be a father of many nations. You understand? Basically to rank number one. Be a leader, the lead person. That's great authority. Then he did something. It is his wife who gave him a good idea. Eh? You know, I can't bear kids, so there is a maid. You know, and the Bible says, and Abraham hearkened unto the voice of his wife. He didn't inquire of God. Like Rick Joyner says, always inquire of God before making major decisions. Abraham didn't. Didn't. Then Ishmael, to this day. You know, greater authority, you know, the more serious the repercussions of your actions. That's why right now the whole human race is in trouble, because of Adam. Adam was the owner, he was the leader of the entire human race. That's great authority. Then, but God told him, don't do that. Don't do this thing. Small thing, according to you, small thing. Small thing, just eating. But now you see, he has authority. Great authority. He's a lead person. You know, he owns the whole planet. God told him, don't do that thing. Abraham did it. Now, because of the great authority had been given, you understand, the repercussions had to be that great. Glory be to God. People are sick in the world. People are broke in the world. There are heartbreaks in the world. All the misery in the world, you know, it was because of Adam. Now, if you want authority, you had better know these things. You want to reign over people. You want power, what? You had better know these things. If you get to know them, like I got to know them years ago about this whole thing called authority, you will even first stop praying those prayers of power, what? Power, you know, going to God, going to places, and you want to be the top person. You know, you're there just stepping on other people, so that you can be a man. You get there, you don't know what, you know, things are very serious. Your actions there. Amen? That is one of the reasons that, I guess if you are like for example, a pastor, you know, the less people you have, contrary to what stupid people think, the less people you have, in a sense, the better off you are. Seriously. Of course, if you're into power, what you have, what, million people, your congregation, what, so the whole world's like, what, the largest, you know, the money the church collects, those things, what you can do with the money, you know, of course, if you're into those things, that is okay. But if you know authority, because, for example, if I'm here, 50 people in LAT, if I make some car blunder, it is only 50 people who are affected. 50 people. You understand? Not if you have 1,000. 1,000. God holds you responsible for those 1,000. And what you do, man, if they are not discerning enough to jump out of the thing real quick, they get affected because of your actions. Hallelujah. So that means that, man, if you're a pastor and God has given you 10 people, man, you know, you are like, now you're safer. Amen? As long as God pays your rent and machines, what else do you need the 24? You know, what do you need? Unless you're a thug, you just want money. You understand? What do you need the other move? You understand? Do the best with those 10. Glory be to God. Do the best with those 10. And let it be God to say, no, you're doing so well, I have to add you another 5. Hallelujah. But don't go around, emptying other people's churches, what, writing nonsense on Facebook, to entice people to your church. They will come and now you're in more trouble. But you have more money, you have a name, blah, 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 you know, but you're in more trouble. I was in a church, man, and I don't know if these are the things I prepared. God wanted me to talk about. But I'll talk about them since we're talking about authority and its repercussions, the impact it can have, the greater you are. I was in a church many years ago. Then one day I had a dream. In this dream, there was like a hill, okay? And I was at the slopes, you know? They're called slopes, down there. And there was some guy up there, you know? Then the guy told me, get out of the way. He told me from up there, get out of the way. I'm sending something from up here. If it gets you down there, you're in trouble. Eh? The girl, I don't know what she was going to say, was torn. Whoever it gets down there, you're finished. Then I remember, you know, I woke up. But then I had this dream. I couldn't interpret. I was like, what? You know, I won't tell you the characteristics of the man because you might say, hey, any but some guy. So the dream, but I couldn't figure it out. God was so gracious. The following day, I had another dream. In this dream, I am in this congregation. I'm in a congregation, some people, some church. I'm there. Then I saw a man who looked like the other man in the other dream. The previous day, I saw a man getting ready to detonate a bomb. Man, I ran out of that place. I fled. You know, and I knew that when it is detonated, anyone in the vicinity, you know, even those who are not in the building but outside there, you're finished. I remember I fled, you know, and God told me, yeah, that is the same dream as the one for the previous day, you know, the leader of that place, there is something he's going to do, you know, and when he does it, it's going to affect negatively all the people in that place. And for some reason, God didn't want me to get affected. And so he told me, get out real quick before what? Before the thing comes. Okay? Now these things, it doesn't mean that a building is going to fall. It doesn't mean that electricity is going, then all the people are going to be burned. You know, these things are spiritual, usually. They're spiritual. So that means that people get affected, and they can't even discern. You understand? People get affected spiritually. A guy does something, you know, but because of the authority, or, you know, so someone does something, but people are like sheep, just, you know, meanwhile, God is like, and people's lives get affected and they can't tell, they can't put a finger to you. You understand? You know, glory be to God. Mumwagala authority. You go for it. Hallelujah. But Abraham, anyway, man, he didn't inquire of God. He had great authority. Didn't inquire of God, made something, and to this day. Hallelujah. Amen. So always inquire of God before you make what? Major decisions. And if you know what you should do, please do it. However, maybe small. Okay, if it is small, you don't like what God has told him. Before you do your own things, you know, talk with God about it. Say, but God, man, tomatoes. You know, please, can't you? Then God say, yeah, but tomatoes are good. They're healthy. So you're going to feed my children. You know, my people will be healthy. But say, but God, because, man, my obese, man, if they find me. My obese, if they find me, man. You know, Then God will say, but, okay, I'll make sure that your obese don't stay in that neighborhood. But, but God, but the other chick, those chicks at social, what? They stay around, you know, I was a cool guy now, they'll find me. Hey, man, was this a cool guy when you know, say, then God say, but don't worry, they are married and they don't think about you anymore. You understand? Talk to God. You understand? Don't quickly do your own things. Hallelujah. We used to, my dad, you know, we used to go to Kamocha market years ago with my dad to shop. Now, those women in the market, used to call my dad Musawo. When my dad, oh, Dr. Musawo, but so I wondered, who told these people in the market that my dad is a doctor? You know, all of them, my dad wasn't a doctor, you understand? Eh? So, I was a bit suspicious, you know, eh? But you know, a kid, you just, ah. But then as I grew up, I got some opinion about where that Dr. Musawo thing came from. But anyway, those things are not important. Glory be to God. So a son and what? Multitudes. Glory be to God. Now, very quickly, I had so many verses, but I'll just read one. Hebrews 11, we're going to see that God did what? He fulfilled that bid. And he will fulfill the promises he has given you. Okay? Hebrews 11, verse 11 and 12. It says, by faith, you remember? By faith, Sarah, remember? God talked to Sarah also. So it said, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Glory be to God. She judged him what? Faithful. Amen? That means if you don't judge God faithful, you might not see your promises fulfilled. Hallelujah. Yes, she laughed, you know, in Genesis. You know, there's a bit where she says she laughed. But it's here it says that she judged him faithful. Eh? He who had what? Who promised. Now, the main thing God is telling you today, LAT, you know, visitors, God wants you to know him as faithful. You know, God wants you to judge him as faithful. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen? God is faithful. Are you listening to me? God is faithful, guys. Amen? Hallelujah. Then he says in verse 12, therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, impotent, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sun, which is by the seashore. God fulfilled his promise because he's faithful. And he's still fulfilling that promise to this day. Amen? Everyone who gets born again, he's added to that innumerable number. You understand? He fulfilled it and it is in the process, it is continually being fulfilled. Everyone who gets born again, you know, Abraham is like, yeah, now, you know. Glory be to God. I dreamt months ago, a young girl came and a baby, a child, like 7 years old, you know, who go, she came and told me in a dream that small thing I have begun to build is going to become the largest. You understand? Months ago, some kid who studies with my daughter, okay? And in a dream, when I woke up, I knew she was talking about the small LAT. And she told me it's going to become the largest. You understand? Amen? One time, Elvis came and prayed for me. Then when I asked him, what is that you are praying for me about? He told me God had told him to anoint me, so that the church, I don't know. By that time, I hadn't started the church. Had I started it? I don't know. You know, and he told me, God told me to anoint you so that this church that you're starting, you have, you know, you had begun, will become the number one church in this city. Glory be to God. That is one of the reasons why you guys still coming. Because God is faithful. Even when I'm not receiving one from where I am. But somehow, you understand? That's why rents are still being paid. Yeah, number one in this city. You know? Now I can't start doing to make it happen like Abraham we did, you're going to cause problems for yourself. You make it grow, yes, by what? You know, politics, lying, you know, But man, one day, you regret why you did it in your own flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember one time, like 2 years ago, we are in a prayer meeting on Thursday, okay? Now, just before I shared that thing of what, obviously, who did, there's a girl she had come to visit, Denise's sister, Natasha. She told me that she's, as I stood in front here, she saw Jennifer Musisiye by my side. Eh? So when I shared about number one in the city, then it occurred to her why Jennifer Musisiye was at my side. Okay? And then as I said all those dreams that she's watching, then I spoke about a dream I had once. You know, when I'd gone to a certain office, a KCCA office, you know, to get a permit to do something. A permit. Then in that office, Jennifer Musisi was in there. So when she saw me and she didn't want me to take a long time waiting, she herself went somewhere in a certain file, got the permit, and gave it to me. I'm sharing all those things. Some girl has just seen Jennifer Musisi in a vision by my side. And we'll say that is exactly it. And watch, I'm going to do it. You know, a few months later, a young girl, a 7-year-old, 6-year-old, or something like that. You understand? Glory be to God. Now, God has given you promises to yourself. What he wants you to do is do what Sarah did. Judge him as faithful. Glory be to God. God is faithful. Again, I told you, if this Sarah, Abraham thing is distant, you come to me. I will tell you. I will do what? I will tell you, man, God is faithful. And now, when you know that God is faithful, you will not build your life on anything else, on men, you understand? Trying to whatever favors, you do everything so that you will build your the foundation of whatever you're doing on God and God alone. Glory be to God. So that promise was fulfilled. You've seen it. Amen. Then in Genesis 17, 8, God also promised him a land, a piece of land. Okay? Okay, it's there. Amen. The land of Canaan. Okay? In chapter 15, he actually made a covenant concerning that land. Glory be to God. Now, God also fulfilled that promise. Okay? But here he told him an everlasting possession. Everlasting. Meaning that always, forever, it will be yours. Okay? Now, one day, Joshua, chapter 24. This promise was fulfilled in the days of Joshua. It says that, so the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which he had sworn to them, and they took possession of it and dwelt in. Verse 45. You see, now this is powerful. It says, not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. You know, okay, especially this is in reference to the land. It came to pass. You know, this land had been promised to Abraham like 430 years earlier. 430 years. You're saying, but God, Moses, you've been telling us about eternity, great magnificence. But for us, it is just 3 years. 3 years. You know, 3 years. Amen? All promises, all the good things God spoke about Israel concerning the land, they were fulfilled. Amen. Things happened and they sinned. Okay, they sinned and then somehow the land went, you know. But in the days of David and Solomon, they got back all that land. But now, as we speak today, they don't have all the land. Amen. But in the millennium, that dispensation where the premiership will still be there. Amen. They are going to get back that land. Amen. The sons of Ishmael. contending for that land also. But that land was given to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, that lineage. Okay? They're getting it back. Because God said everlasting. Eh? You saw that word? Eh? Everlasting. Everlasting. If you have a promise which has an everlasting in it, eh? Man, you're sorted. But for most people, I don't know of anyone who has a promise where God says everlasting. Most of the promises you all have are conditional. Conditional obedience. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? Are you ready to judge God as faithful? God is faithful. God is what? Never forget. That's what he wants you to take away from today. Just like Abraham, your father, the father of nations, the father of those who believe, God also wants you to have faith to believe him, just like Abraham believed him. And the promises he gave to Abraham, he fulfilled them, and he also wants to fulfill the promises he has given you, only if you will judge him as faithful. Glory be to God.
Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.